person, you might, if the person raised a lot of wheat or cotton or something, you might say, he raised a big crop. Okay. Any terms that you've ever heard for a second cutting of grass or clover or something like that? You know, you cut it once and then you go back and cut it the second time. If you just call that the second
cutting or the third cutting. Now, alfalfa, now lots of times they cut it the third time, you tell them.
If you had one bushel and added 39 more, you would have 40. Okay. What is it that you do to oats after you raise oats? You have to...
Ration.
Okay.
By the way, that made me think about it. Did you ever see one of the old groundhog thrashers you used to thrash sweet oats with? You never. You've heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard the name. What does it work?
Well, it... I don't know whether... You put a pair of mules in a place, and it's like they're climbing a steep hill, and that run an old thread wheel trick here that thrashed, they'd run somewhere there and thrashed the wheat out, you know. Had a place that blew the straw out to the side, and them mules, they'd just walk in on it, and the man would drive them, it's like he was pulling heavy load up a hill. They'd drive them, they'd get hard and hot and tired, you know, and they'd stop the thing and put another pair in there. Thrash right on. I seen one of them when I was about 12, 14 years old,
Rex. Well, now, oats is kind of a rare crop around here now.
They raise a lot of oats, these big farmers do. They raise them.
What do they use them for, too?
For grazing the cattle on a lot.
I didn't know oats did for that.
Oh, yes, sir. That's good grazing. Wheat, too. Not so much harvested, though, is it? Is our in these western countries, you know, where they raise oats to feed.
Right, they, yeah, they raise big, just hundreds and hundreds of acres of them.
Yes.
If somebody is shorter than you are, you might say, well, she's not as tall.
Right.
Okay. Or if they were taller than you, you might say, well, I'm not as tall.
Yes, they are.
Okay. If I had something, and I guess I said, well, whose is that? You might say, if it was mine, you might say, well, it's...
Yeah.
Okay, and if it was Miss yes.
Down.
Or
Miss yes.
Yes. Okay. And or if it belongs to her, you might say it's
hers.
And if it belongs to us, it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them.
Theirs.
Okay. If you can go 2 miles and you just can't go anymore, you say, well, I'm sorry, but 2 miles is
far as I can go.
Okay. If a man were, you might say, well, somebody came around every day asking us to do something for him, and to you say, well, he better do it. Did you say himself?
Himself.
Okay. What about white, the bread that's made with white flour?
Light bread, wolf bread.
Okay, what other kinds of bread are made of flour?
Whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
Biscuit.
Okay.
Crackers.
Okay. What is what about bread made with meal?
Cornbread.
Okay. What other kinds of bread or cakes or things can you make from meal?
Corn light bread.
I make corn light bread.
Corn light bread. I've heard people talk about making it, but I never did learn to make it.
Never.
They say it's awful good.
You can make
this one
too,
right? Make what?
Mexican bread.
Mexican bread.
What is it? Here, a corn dodger?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's corn bread. It's the way you cook it, but you call it a corn dodger, ain't
it? Yeah, it's a loaf, you know, loaf. And you bake it with salt.
Put about 3 loaves in a skillet, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's called corn bread.
Oh.
And you put salt and water, don't you?
I think so.
Well, I
didn't
make it
on my. It sounds pretty good. You might say there's 2 kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and there's
bought bread.
Okay. What is a donut?